Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Hello, Brooks.
Hey, Robin.
And our own Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, Danielle Kading. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So the biggest story in the world happened this week. Brooks, what was the reaction in the Twin Ports?
Yeah, well, the verdict came down for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin this week. Three guilty verdicts prompted essentially a celebration among many of those calling for racial justice in the face of police violence, especially against people of color. In the Twin Ports, about 50 so people gathered at the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial shortly after the verdict was read on Tuesday afternoon. They marched through the streets chanting George Floyd's name, and many stuck around to say, you know, Dante Wright, Wright being a black man who was shot during a traffic stop in a Minneapolis suburb just last week.
In the case where the officer said she meant to pull the taser and unfortunately used her gun.
Correct. And she has been since charged with manslaughter in that case. And so that is where activist energy is moving toward next, and calls for continued reforms or even the abolition of police departments continue in the wake of the verdicts and the end of the trial, which is now seeing an end of the fortification as it is in Minneapolis, too. As many of my colleagues have pointed out, the boarded up businesses, the fences around the courthouse, all of that is coming to an end for now. But there are still other police officers who will face trial in the death of George Floyd later this summer.
Right. Well, far more local news and not far away from the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial is Duluth's old City Hall. And there's some plans for it?
Yeah, the former City Hall, which was built and opened in the 1880s, is going to host a 13-room boutique hotel. So this is going to transform the second floor of that building, and anyone who's driven downtown Superior Street near the Fond du Lac Casino will recognize the building as the current home of the Wasabi restaurant, which will stay as the hotel is put into place. So this old building, it was extensively remodeled in the past decade after the owners of the Vickers Brewhouse bought it, put in the Rathskeller speakeasy in the basement, and now are moving to give some pretty cool views and cool rooms to visitors who want to come up and have a taste of, I guess, Duluth's storied history.
Well, one of those cool views might be looking out at the lake, and if you look, you might see the first Salty.
Yeah, it came through under the lift bridge on Sunday, and it was celebrated with the traditional first ship ceremony. A bunch of officials, including Mayor Emily Larson and Deb DeLuca, the executive director of the Port of Duluth Superior and the Duluth Seaway Authority, gathered on this the Federal Biscay, a Marshall Islands flag vessel, which came with cement from Turkey. It was a celebration of global commerce, and actually, you know, being there on the ship, it felt like, you know, we're reaching that little bit of post-pandemic normal. It was nice to be around people again, even though we were all wearing masks and well distanced. It was a semblance of normalcy as we kind of continue into hopefully a rebound for the shipping industry, which was certainly hurt last year, especially by a big drop in steel demand, which has since recovered.
You know, our transportation and logistics expert, Dr. Richard Stewart from UWS, is always talking about the interconnectedness of transportation and logistics, moving things around. And yes, you just said we're getting cement from Turkey. I did not know that.
For projects here in the Twin Ports and all the way up into Canada as it gets shipped on rail, well beyond. Pretty interesting.
All right. Well, Danny, speaking of Lake Superior, where can I get a bottle of Lake Superior water or something close to that?
Well, you won't get it from Bayfield County, where a northern Wisconsin couple have proposed to bottle and sell water from a well on their land near Lake Superior. Bayfield County Committee shot down a permit for their proposal last week after a bunch of residents voiced concerns that it would harm the area watershed. Herbster area couple Crystal Myshak and Robert Glau had applied for a permit in the county to install underground storage tanks that would capture water from an artesian well for their company Crystal Clear. And that water would then be collected by tanker trucks and transported offsite to be bottled at a facility here in Superior. The couple had proposed selling this water in Wisconsin and Minnesota, as well as online to customers across the country. But their plans drew a lot of backlash. The county received more than 60 letters of opposition. Some of the people who spoke out said the proposal violated the spirit of the Great Lakes Compact, which is a landmark agreement that aims to protect the lakes from the threats of water diversions outside the basin. And I would say, you know, around three dozen people came and spoke during a public hearing last Thursday, talking about how this proposal threatens the environment and the area watershed, saying that there wasn't a lot of detail surrounding how it would impact groundwater in the area or nearby properties. A representative of the Red Cliff Tribe said that they were concerned about how this would impact waterways and wetlands in the area and could set a dangerous precedent for water withdrawals in the area. The couple that applied for this permit said that according to the law that implements the Great Lakes Compact in Wisconsin, that, you know, this is not a diversion, that you can transport bottles of water of roughly 6 gallons or less outside of the basin. But people kind of pointed out that, you know, that really wasn't the intent of the legislation. You know, if you're going to be doing, you know, multiple containers of bottles of water, 6 gallons or less, then really it's not the exception under the law. So this was shot down by the county committee unanimously, but the couple does have 30 days to appeal the denial.
All right. Well, if I can't have crystal clear water, how about some pure, delightful air?
Yeah. Well, according to the latest report from the American Lung Association, most of Wisconsin was breathing cleaner air over the last several years. They issued a report this week that found that areas like the Duluth Superior region and the Shawamigan Bay area had some of the best air quality in the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. You know, they saw 0 days where ozone pollution exceeded federal standards. And ozone pollution is when air pollutants that like nitrogen oxides and volatile organic compounds interact with heat and sunlight during the summer and cause problems for people, generally respiratory issues like worsening asthma or potentially even increasing chronic health issues like emphysema or lung cancer down the road. And these generally come from industry, those emissions, you know, power plants, vehicles, things like that. And so part of the reason they think that the air quality was improving is that, you know, the last several years that they were looking at in this report were somewhat cooler than they saw in the previous report. But also they noted that, you know, 2017, 2018, and 2019, which were the years that they looked at, were still among the 6 hottest years on record across the globe. And as climate change drives those temperatures up, there's concern that that warmer weather will make it more likely for ozone pollution to form. But the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that the grades that the American Lung Association is giving really are not based on compliance with federal standards because they're looking at it in a different way. The U.S. EPA has different measures by which they determine whether health objectives are being met, whereas the American Lung Association is just looking at the hard data and taking a rolling average of the days where they saw high ozone levels that exceeded those federal standards. So there's a little bit of disagreement over, you know, whether or not the information that's being portrayed by the Lung Association is actually a risk to human health as the U.S. EPA would measure it.
All right. Well, however you measure it, the air is still free, but public services aren't in Ashland. They're still facing tough times.
Yeah. You know, as we've talked about before, Ashland County had looked to raise property taxes by almost $1 million for the next 5 years, but they had a referendum earlier this month that failed. And so now they're trying to figure out what to do because they're facing financial problems in the county. And so as part of that, the county board met this week and they discussed whether or not to institute a hiring freeze. And eventually they did vote to do just that. And there was quite a bit of debate regarding that among the board. You know, some board members felt that they should wait and see if this was a measure that they actually needed. Others felt that the hiring freeze was necessary to show to people that they're doing something about the county's financial problems. And so now, you know, they won't be hiring for any new positions. Those that were already in the process are still going through that process. But in order to hire for new positions, that would require the approval of the county administrator and also the county board chair under the vote they took this week. And it's possible that, you know, the county could cut anywhere from 6 to 8 positions, but it still kind of remains to be seen what's going to shake out for the rest of this year. You know, the question of the federal COVID relief also factors into this of whether they can't use it for their general fund, but maybe it could help alleviate expenses elsewhere and potentially free up some money in the budget. So we'll see what happens as they continue to review the county's budget as they go along.
All right. Well, we hope they find a solution. We've been speaking with Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for WPR News. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Robin.
And Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thank you, Robin.
You can read the stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau at www.startribune.com/northreport. And if you haven't subscribed to their local newsletter, do it. Coming up next week, if we gave you a Democratic vice president with our tributes to Walter Mondale, how about a Republican president? We'll hear how George W. Bush has immortalized a local person in portraiture. That's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you with the music of Sarah Thompson, who has an online Earth Day concert today. Details are at sarahthompson.com. That's SarahThompson.com. Here's Song Like a Seed. Stay safe, everyone.
I want to sing about in these days. What rhyme or melody turn a phrase? What is your story now? Where is your gaze? I want to sing about in these days. Towers are tumbling, tumbling down. Fortresses fumbling, crumbling grounds. Governments grumbling as they drown. Towers are tumbling, tumbling. Like a tree, set your soul.